Governor Ducey on Friday unveiled his more than $14 billion budget proposal for the fiscal year that starts on July 1st. It includes money for education, border security, and water-related issues, among many other things, and adds some details to a number of the items he mentioned during his State of the State speech earlier in the week. With me to talk about what is and is not in the spending plan is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Good morning, Howie.
Good morning. A little of this, a little of that, and poof, we've got a budget.
That's right. Well, so one of the main issues that people were talking about coming out of the State speech a week ago today was $1 billion for water, including maybe a desalination plant or some kind of work on desalination. What did the budget actually propose in the area of water?
Well, it's not quite all it was cracked up to be. Again, we were told earlier in the week it was going to be $1 billion for new supplies of water. Well, first of all, it turns out that $1 billion is not this year, maybe over the next 3 years. Now, of course, Doug Ducey isn't going to be governor after this year. And they're saying, well, we will, quote unquote, pre-appropriate it. So it would take another act of the legislature to unappropriate it. Second of all, of the $330 million that's here this year, only about half of that is for water augmentation. And even that doesn't specifically say desalination or anything else. And so a lot of it is, well, we're sort of still studying. We're still trying to figure out what's happening. And I think there's a lot of concern that we're continuing to kick the can down the road here, which is what we've done for the past decades. You know, we've made some minor changes. We've gone ahead and we've rented water from Colorado River Indian Community, so they'll leave more water in the lake, so there'll be more of a supply.
Right.
But there doesn't seem to be any really coherent plan to actually deal with that, whether that's mandatory conservation, whether that's even, to use the ick expression, toilet to tap. But at some point, we've got to recognize in a place with 8 inches of rain a year, you can only do so much.
Howie, one of the governor's main goals, main talking points every year is tax cuts. He said that he wants to cut taxes every year that he is governor. What is he proposing in that area for the upcoming year?
Well, there are two things in there. There is an unspecified amount of money for business property tax cuts. Arizona has a system where businesses pay a higher proportional rate on the value of their property than residential. And so he wants to go ahead and adjust that. The money is really to compensate the homeowners who otherwise would bear the burden. But the really interesting one was the fact that this governor, who has pushed things like the flat tax, the very controversial flat tax proposal that's being referred to voters, instead proposed a state version of the earned income tax credit. This is for people earning a certain amount below levels where they could be able to get up to $325 a year back from the state against their taxes that they would otherwise owe. It's probably more in the neighborhood of about $128 per person, but it is focused on low-income people, which has not been what's been occurring in the past. Certainly the flat tax proposal, which the governor pushes a $300 average, is like $11 if you're making $25,000 a year, and you know is several thousand dollars for those at the top end of the scale. So it'll be interesting to see what the legislature does with that, since we already know there's a proposal, for example, from Representative Jake Hoffman to take that 2.5% flat tax and take it to 1.5%. Mm. So it'll be a real interesting fight over there at the Capitol about who gets the money that's available.
Right, and certainly plenty of money available this year as well. What is the governor talking about in terms of education? Clearly lots of areas, educators say lots of need there. What is he proposing to fund in education?
Well, there is, of course, the obligatory requirement to fund inflation, to fund student growth. He's got about $225 million in new funding behind that. Some of this is going to be in the form of grants to schools in two different areas. On one hand, they are providing some additional money, perhaps $150 per student, to the DNF rated schools to see if they can bring them up. These are schools that are having problems with kids, you know, going ahead and meeting the standards that are set. But he's also got more money per student as awarding the A and B schools, particularly those with high poverty rates. And that's raised some interesting questions of why shouldn't all the money go into the schools that are having trouble as opposed to the schools that aren't having trouble, the schools, many of them, who have kids coming from high-income households who don't really need the money. So that'll also be an interesting debate that's coming up.
All right. Certainly lots to keep our eyes on as the budget work gets underway. Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services, as always, Howie, thank you.
You're welcome.